Good morning. We pray this day greets you with grace and peace. My name is Stacy Harwell Dye.
And I'm Beth Bernard. Together we will guide in a brief liturgy of morning prayer for Election Day. O Lord, open our lips.
And we shall declare your praise.
New every morning is your love, great God of light, and all day long you are working for good in the world. Stir up in us desire to serve you, to live peacefully with our neighbors, and to devote each day to your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ the Lord.
Amen. Beth and I will now responsively read Psalm 95. Come, let's sing out loud to the Lord. Let's raise a joyful shout to the rock of our salvation.
Let's come before him with thanks. Let's shout songs of joy to him.
The Lord is a great God, the great King over all other gods. The earth's depths are in his hands. The mountain heights belong to him.
The sea, which he made, is his, along with the dry ground, which his own hands formed.
Come, let's worship and bow down. Let's kneel before the Lord our Maker.
He is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep in his hands.
We invite you now to hear a reading from the prophet Micah, chapter 6, verses 6 through 8. With what should I approach the Lord and bow down before God on high? Should I come before him with entirely burnt offerings, with year-old calves? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, with many torrents of oil? Should I give my oldest child for my crime, the fruit of my body for the sin of my spirit? He has told you, human one, what is good, and what the Lord requires from you, to do justice, embrace faithful love, and walk humbly with your God.
In response to the scripture, let us pray for our nation and our world. We'll be using a prayer from Black Liturgies by Cole Arthur Riley. God of every voice, motivate us to use our own. We confess we are taken with the fashionable fatalism of our culture, which leaves us unprepared for the enduring nature of justice work. Help us to have compassion for all the memories that have formed us to feel this present helplessness. Renew our practice of love and community, that civic engagement would feel vital to us. Instill a commitment to local government, elevating the discussion of the common good in our immediate places of belonging. Surround our public leaders with wise counsel and a diversity of voices, that we would not elect leaders of arrogance and unchecked narcissism, however alluring their promises may be. Expose the status desperate, the power hungry, as politicians attempt to influence us to support them. Thwart all attempts at voter suppression, the evil schemes that uniquely target Black people, the overworked, and the elderly. Spur on young people of color to pursue public service. Grant them the courage and resources to challenge officials who have failed at serving with their full humanity. Hold us in our purpose, that we would never become too accustomed to injustice, that we would never become numb to the pain of the world. This vote is only the beginning, but it is a sacred beginning. May it be so. We invite you to join with us in praying the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Receive now this blessing from Common Prayer, a liturgy for ordinary radicals. May the peace of the Lord Christ go with you, wherever God may send you. May God guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May God bring you home rejoicing at the wonders God has shown you. May God bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Amen.